Scorpions are here. You, you are a natural beaut. You, you are a natch beaut. Oh, yeah.
Are we ready? Yay! You know what? Why don't I start there? Let's keep that in, okay? Keep it raw. Welcome to Natch Beaut Mini Eps, everybody. Thank you for all the support on the minis, by the way. I'm hoping that y'all are enjoying this loosey-goosey solo format of these minis. You know, I don't have a co-host, so I'm in here alone, and I talk to myself a lot, and you know what? That's fine. We're all working through our own problems in our own way. Welcome to the mini app. I wanted to pop in and record something for y'all because I needed to talk to y'all. I feel like I had my two minis pre-recorded before I went on my vacation, and I have so much to catch y'all up on, as you know, considering we're all best friends and everything, that I wanted to come on and tell y'all all about my trip. And not only my trip, but also what I was using on vacation. I have some new discoveries that I'm excited about that I want to share. And let's get into it. First off, I want to say thank you to all the honeys who bought me things off my Amazon wish list. That was a really beautiful surprise to come home and go to my P.O. box and receive some presents from y'all. You will be getting thank you notes in the mail. I'm Southern. That's what I do. So I won't put your names and business out there. But thank you for that. That was really sweet. I really, truly am blown away by the honeys and the community of this show and how personal y'all have gotten with me. I'm going to get into it a little later in the app, but just off the top of my head, thank you for that. Let's get into my vacation. So I just went on a trip, and if y'all follow me on Instagram, you saw that, you know, you were like, what the hell are you doing in Delaware, Jackie? Well, you know what? New Jackie goes to Delaware. I don't know what to tell y'all. I didn't see it coming myself, but I was in Delaware, and let me tell you something. What a place. What a place. You know, there's no sales tax in Delaware, which, you know, as somebody who likes to buy, I'm very appreciative of that. It was so beautiful there. I absolutely loved Rehoboth Beach. If you've never been, I highly recommend checking it out. So I went to Rehoboth Beach. I walked on the boardwalk. You know, Chooch was with me the whole time. I took Chooch to get doggy ice cream. She hated it, but the experience was worth it for me. I wined. I dined, okay? I was going to say I 69'd, but I didn't. I did not 69. I'm going to be honest. It just sounded good. I wined. I dined. I did not 69. There's a place in Rehoboth Beach called Back Porch Cafe, and they make this like fireside table coffee. I'm not saying the name right, but I filmed it on my Instagram if you saw it. Basically, they come out and they get coffee that they brewed, and they put it in this beautiful sugar cinnamon rimmed glass, and then they get I believe it was amaretto, some type of liqueur, and they set it on fire, and they pour it in, and then he splashes the coffee from cup to cup like, you know, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and does this whole presentation with it, and I was absolutely blown away by it, and, you know, it was really fun and exciting, and, you know, listen, Rehoboth has got a lot to do and see is what I'm saying. I went to the boardwalk. A lot of honeys were DMing me recommendations for vegan food and things to do. And I got to do a lot of them, and it was super fun. So I just wanted to say thank you to Rehoboth Beach for having me. It was really exciting. I hope I go back again and again. Okay, I want to just real quick go a little over sun protection. I've already said what I'm using, but I'm just going to reiterate it because this sunscreen lasted me and did a great job, and I really put it to the test. Once again, Rio Vieira Newton is an angel looking out for all of us, and she recommended this sunscreen to me, and I bought it. And can I tell you something? Every person who I have let use this has instantly commented on how smooth and moisturizing and nice it is. It doesn't burn or sting. It stays place. It works great. It's the Perito Centella Green Level Safe Sun SPF 50+, PA++++. It's a Korean vegan cruelty-free sunscreen. It's $15, so the price is right. I have been loving it. I wore this every day while on the beach. I wore it while I was in New York. And like I said, it got rave reviews from everybody who I let use it. I really, really recommend it. You know, Rio never strays us on the wrong path. I highly recommend it. Thank you for changing everybody's lives, Rio. Love it. On my body, I was using the Everyday for Everybody Oh My Bod SPF 50. I've talked about this brand. I talked about it on the last mini. This brand is Australian. They don't fuck around. They know that the coral reefs need our protection. So this is reef safe. SPF 50, antioxidant infused, broad spectrum sunscreen, lightweight, dry touch, water resistant for 80 minutes. I wore this every day on my arms, my back, my ass, whatever. Never got burnt. I had a really great application. I really like it. Again, if you're sensitive, it didn't bother me. That's what I was using, and I had a great time, and it worked great. So, and I also, just to brag, okay, New Jackie works out. New Jackie moves the body. New Jackie doesn't complain. I biked 12 miles while I was in Delaware through a national park from Rehoboth Beach to Lewis, Delaware, which apparently y'all DM me, several of you, and told me Lewis is the first town, and Delaware is the first state. So I was historical, honey. I was making some historical changes. I was making some historical tourism. I biked 12 goddamn miles. Didn't burn at all from this sunscreen. So you know what? Everything was working for me. Do you think that's not right? You're saying that isn't the first city? I don't know. I'm getting some. I'm getting some heads nodding in the green room. Or nodding is yes. What is this? Shaking is no. Okay, got it. I don't know. Google it, damn it. This is not a history podcast. It's not a geography podcast. Whatever. That's just what y'all told me. The sunscreen worked great, okay? Okay, where else should I start? I guess I'm going to tell y'all my oyster story. Here we go. You know, please save your judgment if you're angry with me about this for whatever reason. I really hope that you understand and come from a place of love and support during this transitional time in my life. And I'm just going to be honest with y'all, as I always have been. So when I did the Daily Zeitgeist, which is a very popular podcast, I think I guessed it on it 2 months ago. I was talking about how I'm vegan. You know, I've been vegan for 9 years. Although, if I'm being honest, a couple of those years I was just vegetarian. So call it what you want. I was on Daily Zeitgeist. Miles Gray, one of the hosts, said to me, "Do you eat oysters?" And I said, "No, of course I don't eat oysters. What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I've recently gotten the argument that oysters are vegan because technically they're not alive. They don't have an endocrine system. They can't feel anything." And I was like, you know what? I haven't had oysters. They don't really appeal to me personally. I've never really had them. So no, I'm going to say no. Well, you know what? New Jackie has had the opportunity present itself to have some oysters in recent times. And I was like, you know what? You know, I've read conflicting information and everybody has different opinions on what is vegan, what isn't. I don't make a habit of eating them, but New Jackie decided when in Rome, do as the Romans. So while I was in Rehoboth Beach, I decided to try some oysters, right? At the best oyster place in Rehoboth. And they were beautiful and I enjoyed eating them taste-wise. I was like, wow, these aren't disgusting like I thought they were. Look at me, I'm New Jackie, I'm opening up my mind to new experiences. I'm not gonna make a habit of it, but I decided to have a couple oysters, right? Now, as you might know, the ocean has been very, very harrowing to me this year. If you know, I swam with sharks and I got seasick from the sharks in the ocean because the ocean was so rough. And then I had a little bit of an excursion in the lake when I was home in Dallas on my dad's boat. So me and bodies of water this year have had a rough time. Well, long story short, I ended up getting very sick from the oysters. Very, very sick. I've had food poisoning in my life, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 times. One of them was in my on my honeymoon in Paris, and it was sick from both ends, and it was absolutely horrible. And I remember saying, "This is the worst I've ever felt in my life." Nope, that was nothing compared to how I felt during this fateful day after eating the oysters in Delaware. I've never felt pain like this in my stomach. I literally was holding the toilet. I should have put a trigger warning here. If you are, it's a little late now, but if you happen to not enjoy people talking about throwing up or bodily functions, I would say hit that 30 skip button a good 3 or 4 times. I'll give you a minute. Okay, so back to me blowing chunks. Okay, so I ate these oysters. It was fine. A few hours later, Honey, I've never felt pain like this. I had the worst stomach pain. I mean, I've never known pain like this in my stomach. I can't even describe it to you. It just felt like my whole stomach was one big knot and I was nauseous. And I was like, oh, here it comes, you know? So I threw up, and then I threw up again, and then I threw up again, and then I threw up again, and then I threw up again. I threw up everything I've ever eaten. I threw up all the food. My whole life flashed before my eyes. There was a certain point where I was gripping the toilet, and I literally was like, this is it. I'm going to leave Earth. This is the end of my time here. That's how horrific this was. And then I thought, there's nothing left in my body. You know, I have literally, everything that was in me is gone. But da-da-da-da, then your stomach goes, how about all of your stomach acid comes out? I threw up straight stomach bile for another couple hours. And you were like, how much fucking yellow, snotty substance could there possibly be in my stomach? I threw up bile 3 or 4 times. I was like, there's nothing left in me. I'm done. You've taken everything from me. And no, honey, more and more. It was horrible, okay? Absolutely fucking horrible. So if you were wondering if I'm ever going to eat an oyster again, the answer is no, I'm not. And did I get punished for me, trying this experiment? Yes, I did. Once again, the ocean is rough. Once again, the ocean is not on Team Jackie this year. And once again, I've learned my lesson. Don't stray from your path. I am very sensitive and delicate. I don't eat many things. I'm a pretty bland, mild eater for all these reasons. And my stomach couldn't handle the oysters. And then I hear, I text a few confidants about this, and they say, oh, I don't fuck with oysters. Everybody gets food poisoning from oysters. If you eat a bad oyster, you're screwed. I'm like, thank you for the warning. That would have been helpful before I ate these damn oysters. So there it is. If you want to come at me for eating oysters, I've already gotten my punishment. So please spare me the emails. But that's the fucking tea on that. I will never eat another oyster again, and you have my word on that. And I highly recommend not eating them if I were you, because it was a nightmare. However, once I was done throwing up, my body was completely emptied of everything. I felt fine, and I moved on with my vacation, and everything was fine after that. So, I love Rehoboth. Despite the oysters, I had an amazing time, and I highly recommend if you live on the East Coast, go take a vacation there. It's a beautiful beach. Chuchi and I had an amazing time. Lots to do, lots to see, and I hope I come back. And all the Delaware honeys for messaging me, thank you. I'm so excited that so many of you live there and enjoy the state. Okay, then I went to New York, okay? So I went straight from Rehoboth to New York City. I had a meeting there. And I also, it happened to be a fall, it happened to fall on my 3-year wedding anniversary, which, as y'all probably know, I'm getting a divorce. My divorce will be final within the next month or two, most likely. So, you know, my marriage has been over for 5 or 6 months now. So, you know, it was a very emotional day and time for me. So the fact that I was in New York by myself on my anniversary, I really wanted to do something fun and celebratory. And I was with Chuchi, and I've never brought my dog to New York City before. And it was just a beautiful time. A lot of y'all messaged me and said, can we do a meetup? Can we do a meetup? I'm actually going to be back in New York again in August, the 19th through the 23rd. I will announce a meetup most likely today and choose a location and get that on the books for y'all because, yes, of course, I want to see y'all. This trip was short and I had a lot going on, but yes, I'll plan something for August and I hope y'all come, okay? So I had the most amazing time in New York. You know, New York is a great place to visit. The hustle is real. I respect the New York hustle. I'm here for all the honeys that hustle in New York. I'm here for all the artists who struggle all over the world and all the people who make it work in these big, crazy cities. But particularly, shout out to all the New York honeys making it happen for themselves. That city is rough. I mean, damn. I had the most amazing vegan food. I ate at Blossom. Fucking incredible. I went on basically a vegan. Last time I was in New York, I had y'all DM me vegan spots. I made a Google map of all them. And every time I'd find myself somewhere, I'd pull the map up and I'd go, oh, there's a place 4 blocks away. And I'd go eat there. And it was lovely. And I had the best time. New York rules, okay? And then, you know, I was spending my wedding anniversary there, and the day was really nice. I just want to say real quick that I'm doing well. I'm happy. I'm moving on with my life. But I will always, I will always be very sad that my marriage ended. I always will be. And I'm still very sad about it. But I'm doing well. And I'm just very appreciative of all the honeys and the support I'm getting. But it's still very hard every day. As you can see, it's right on the edge at all times. I will always be sad that this happened. Even if I am happy, I will always be sad over this. And that's just the way it is. You know, grief hits you all the time and it always will. Yeah, okay, great. Now I'm crying and I was not planning on that, but that's fine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, when I'm in New York, I love bagels. The bagel scene in LA, I'm going to be honest, not strong. I love that there's so many places in New York that have like vegan tofu schmear options. So I woke up on my anniversary day. I got a salt bagel, my favorite vegan schmear. I walked around the city. I listened to my Kooky Divorce Lady playlist, which is a Spotify playlist. A lot of y'all were like, I want that playlist. I want the link. I want the link. I'm going to post it today on the episode guide. And I just want to warn y'all, it's very personal. It's very intimate. And the songs are very random. You're not going to understand a lot of them. You're going to be like, why is John Mayer on this? Just know that a lot of the songs I add to it are songs that came up in my life during these few months for various reasons. And they're personal and they make me think of a certain today or time or specific instance. And you're going to be like, why is this song on here? But then some are like very on the nose, you know, No More Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. I think we all get that one, why that's on there. Okay. It's random. And that's why I was like, I don't really want to like publicize this list because I don't want y'all reading into it or like analyzing me like fucking tarot cards or whatever. It is what it is. It's very random and weird, but I will post it on the Natch Butte episode guide today. So if you want to listen to the Kooky Divorce Lady playlist, it will be up. I walked around New York. I listened to the Kooky Divorce Lady playlist. I would like fist pump. I would cry. I would walk around. I would smile at people. New York has such an energy to it, and it's such a wild place. And I had a beautiful day alone, thinking, listening to Taylor Swift, whatever. And then I went and saw Beetlejuice, the musical, by myself. And I'm going to be honest, I ate a few weed mints. I was mildly high. And I had the most fun ever. The most fucking fun ever. I am telling y'all right now, if you're going to New York, if you live in New York, if you're planning on going, you have to go see Beetlejuice. This is coming from somebody who does not consider themselves a theater kid. I don't think most musicals are good. I like some of them, and the ones I like, I'm obsessed with. But I am not like a super like into theater person. I don't consider myself a theater kid. It was the funniest musical I've ever seen. Yes, I was high, but you know what? I still had my wits about me. It was an incredible show. It was the first time I'd ever seen an original Broadway cast. It was also the first time I'd ever sat very close at a Broadway show. So y'all all know Kate Spencer, you know, co-host of Forever 35, friend of mine. Her husband, Anthony King, is one of the writers of the Beetlejuice musical. He wrote the dialogue, not the music. Him and another guy wrote it. He's very funny and a very accomplished comedy writer. He's show ran and written for a ton of sitcoms, a ton of very funny shows. I actually did an episode of his podcast a while ago called Don't Get Me Started, and I talked about The Sims. So Anthony used to co-host with Will Hines a podcast called Don't Get Me Started, where they have on people who talk about an interest of theirs that they really know a ton about but never get to nerd out about, and I talked about The Sims on it, and it's like, I've been on so many podcasts at this point. One of my favorite podcast experiences I've ever had was that episode. Anthony King is an absolute delight. He's very funny and very talented, and the Beetlejuice musical, hilarious. I was so impressed with it all. I loved being in the crowd of the show. Everybody, there were emo, goth people everywhere, you know, Beetlejuice super fans. Lots of theater kid chatter around me. I was in the third row. I've never been that close. It was incredible. It was such a beautiful, immersive experience. I loved hearing all the theater kids around me being like, oh my God, her voice sounds so good today. I know it didn't sound that good yesterday. Oh my. It's like they know the show in and out. They know every character. They know every actor, whatever. It was beautiful. It was a Tuesday. So, you know, the day before they had off. So I guess they were like really killing it that night. It was amazing. I really, truly am telling everyone out there, go see it if you're in New York. This is my official Jackie J endorsement of Beetlejuice the musical. I thought it was fucking great. Now, the craziest part of all is I was sitting alone. It's my 3-year wedding anniversary. I'm getting a divorce. I'm in New York alone. I'm seeing Beetlejuice the musical in the third row high off of Weed Mints. The seat next to me is empty. This woman sits down, an angel, blonde, very like platinum blonde hair, blue eyes. And she goes, well, I guess you're my date tonight. Hi, I'm Sharon. And I'm like, well, hi, Sharon. And I'm like, what are you doing here? She's like, well, you know, I'm on a business trip and I thought I'd stop in and, you know. And she goes, well, who do you know? You must know somebody to get these seats. And I was like, yeah, I know Anthony King and whatever. And then she was like, I said to her, well, you know, to be honest, I'm getting a divorce. It is my wedding anniversary. I'm, you know, treating myself to the show. And she goes, oh, honey, we're getting you a drink and we're getting you a double. So we get up. I didn't have the heart to tell her I don't really drink, right? So she buys me like a $48 drink. No kidding. It's called a Delia Departed. Everything's theme. You know, it was like a Apple Puckers vodka drink. And she buys me a double. And I'm not joking. It was $42. I sit down with her. We talk. We talk about our lives. You know, she's been married for 22 years. And she says to me, you know what? Maybe I'm an angel and I'm not even really here. And I was like, that's funny, Sharon. And I kid you not, as soon as the musical ended, I look over at Sharon to check in and be like, wasn't that great? And she's gone. So she might have completely been a pigment of my imagination. I don't know. But Sharon, if you're out there, thank you for the drink. Thank you for the company. Thank you for the encouragement. One thing that has been so delightful throughout this entire experience of me, like, my marriage ending and my life changing has just been connecting with strangers. And I know it sounds so cheesy, but even just the honeys through email, through messages. Every time I have to call and, you know, get my phone canceled or change a bill over, you know, the person on the other phone has shared a story with me about their life. Oh, my God. On the on my Lyft driver home from the airport, we literally were both sobbing. I was telling him what was going on. He confided in me about his life and his marriage. And him and his wife couldn't have kids and the pressures on them. And it was really crazy. We hugged. We hugged when it was over. It's just a reminder that you never know what somebody's going through. And when I was walking around New York with my headphones and listening to music and just like crying and thinking and smiling at people, I just kept thinking every single person on this street is going through something, has had a trauma in their life, has felt pain, has had happiness. And it's just, divorce affects so many of us. And it's just been so beautiful to connect with people on this level. It's opened my heart up so much. And I'm just putting that out there of just like, you never really know what anyone is going through. And always remember that when you interact with strangers, give people a break sometimes and just smile, put smiles and positivity out into the world because it could really help somebody who needs it. So that's that. Okay. Back to Beetlejuice. That was a great show. I really, really liked it. You know, it's a show about grief. It's a show about transition. There was a lot of themes that I really felt resonated with me. There's also such amazing, funny characters. I literally want to play all of them. I want to play Beetlejuice someday. It's like my dream role now. So again, y'all go see Beetlejuice. And if you do, tell them Jackie J sent you. That's not going to get you any discount or anything, but just do your best. Now, real quick, I just want to say, New York, y'all are crazy. I don't know how anybody in New York City has a dog. Choo-Choo, my baby, was such a trooper. It was her first trip to New York, and man, did we have a crazy time. She was such a trooper. She literally didn't poop for 2 days because there was nowhere to poop. You know, dogs in New York, they make do. They poop on the sidewalk. Choo-Choo is an L.A. girl, born and bred. She had no clue where to poop. She was so confused. And can y'all tweet me and let me know, like, so basically there are trees, but every tree that you see has like a little fence around it. And I'm pretty sure that fence is there to keep dogs from shitting on that little piece of green. So I felt like if I put Chooch on that, am I going to get arrested or get a ticket or something? So I wouldn't let her poop on those. I don't know. There were signs that were like, curb your dog. And I'm like, can Choochie not pee on this, you know, tree stump? I don't know. I would look at the map. I'd say, okay, there's a park 4 blocks from here. I'd walk there. It said no dogs allowed in the park. Or I'd get to the park and the only grass there again was behind a fucking fence. And I was like, where's my dog gonna shit in this city? It was so frustrating. So it was so difficult, but Choochie took it like a champ. Luckily, like me, we adapt very quickly and, you know, we make do. She was great. We walked around in the hot humidity. Chuchi got so crimpy from the humidity. There was one day when it just started pouring rain, pouring thundering rain right on, you know, out of nowhere. And watching all the people in New York deal with it was really inspiring. I'm telling you, y'all are soldiers out there. It's tough out there in New York, you know? The rain is just pouring on you. You have no car. You have nowhere to go. And Chuchi took it like a champ. And so I just wanted to say thank you to the Chooch and thank you to the city of New York. You know, all of y'all are out there making it happen, and it's really inspiring. Okay, last thing I'm going to talk about is Glossier. So, y'all know the wild relationship I've had with Glossier since this show started. They sent me a box of products. Nicole Byer reviewed them. We both were kind of like, eh, initially. And then I said I was going to wash my asshole out with their Milk and Jelly Cleanser. And then once I said that on the air, I pretty much didn't hear from Glossier for like a year. But that all changed because there are some Jackie J. Nashbute fans up in the Glossier headquarters. Last year when I was in New York, they let me go into the headquarters, look around. Sent me home with a lot of vegan products. As you know, I really do like Glossier. I just wish they had more vegan products. I try as hard as I possibly can to keep my products vegan. Every once in a while, some beeswax will get in there. I'm really doing my damn best, as we all are. So, you know, no judgment to everybody. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. And if somebody on here comes on and they say something that doesn't necessarily align with my values, I'm not going to sit here and shame them because we're all on our own journey. We're all doing our damn best. And I say that to the honeys all the time. So do your best. Buy what you want. And, you know, we're all on our own journey. So Glossier. They took me into the headquarters. It was magical. Once again, I walked around. I have a few new products from theirs that I'm really into. By the way, I'm going to start with Brow Flick. Brow Flick is on point. On point. When I was in LA a few weeks ago, a girl was, I was checking out somewhere and I was like, damn, your brows are on point. And she goes, Brow Flick, Brow Flick, Brow Flick. And I was like, okay. So I actually bought one at the Melrose Place location. I bought the brown one. It's dark and it's very cool toned. And when I got my hair done at 901, Nikki, the founder, goes, just so you know, your brows are too cool toned for this hair. She said it in a nice way. I'm not saying she was rude. She was trying to help and she just done my hair like a warm. And I was like, oh my God, but I love Brow Flick, but it's too cool toned. What am I going to do? So when I got to Glossier HQ, I said, hey, the brown blow fit, this is like a new tongue twister. The brown brow flick. Yes, honey. The brown brow flick. Brown, blow, brow, brown. How now, brown cow? The brown brow flick, honey, is too cool toned. And I said, what am I going to do? And she said, honey, use the blonde. And I was like, blonde? I'm not blonde. Bitch, I'm blonde. I'm brunette and I have red hair. And she said, use the blonde. So I got the blonde. Much better. Much better. It's actually darker than you think. And it's really good for brunettes. And I really like it. It is also a little cool toned. They told me they're working on kind of a ready one. I don't know if that's secret, but they said it's going to be a while. So nobody hold their breath. But honey, I highly recommend it. If you happen to be cool toned, you know, there's not a ton of colors, but it's an amazing product. You can get the tiniest little hairs. I'm telling you, it's like a little paintbrush, a tiny little paintbrush. You know, like a felt tip winged liner. It's like that, but brows. You can get the point on there, honey. You can get hairs. I highly recommend it. The other product of theirs that I tried that I really, really like now, where is it? Here it is the Glossier Play Nightshine Highlighter Concentrate. I have the color Pale Pearl, which is like a very light, pinky, pearly color. They have four colors, I believe. I love this. If y'all have been seeing all my Insta stories of me just glowing to the gods, it's because of this product. It really packs a punch, looks really great. It blends into your skin really beautifully. It's hard when you're in your 30s and you want to have a glow because a lot of times it can sink into your texture and like really make you look not as, you know, the opposite of what you want, which is a glowy baby. This is glowy baby. I'm obsessed with it. So those are my two like new Glossier products of the moment that I'm really obsessed with, and I highly recommend y'all check them out. I ended up not checking a bag. So when I was at Glossier headquarters, they gave me every vegan product in their line. By the way, loving their sunscreen as well. And they gave me the body wash and I ended up not checking a bag and it's 4 ounces. So I walked up to the, gal working the front desk in my hotel and I go, hey, would you be interested in a, Body Hero, body wash from Glossier, brand new? And she goes, oh my God, they thank you so much, and like flipped out. So I just want to say thank you to Glossier for making joy in the world. And thank you for all the products. And hopefully I can go back when I'm there in August. And thanks for having Chooch. Everybody loved Chooch at Glossier. So thank you for letting me have her. Speaking of, I was on the Howard Stern wrap-up show while I was in New York, and they do not allow dogs in the SiriusXM building. And they, I'm not going to name names, but several people helped me sneak Chooch up onto the Howard Stern floor, and she got to sit in Gary Delabate's lap during the wrap-up show, and it was a life highlight moment for me. So thank you to that magic person. Thank you to SiriusXM. Thank you to Howard Stern and all the employees there, and I'm going to be back on in August as well. So thank you, New York, even though you were extremely undog-friendly in general. I mean, I'm just so used to L.A. In L.A., people, it's obnoxious, honestly. People walk in to grocery stores holding their dogs or even just putting them on the floor on their leash and nobody says anything. It's like just understood that like we're all crazy and we all have dogs. In New York, I would walk into a store and I would be holding Chooch in my arms. Don't forget she's 6 pounds. Or I would have her in my backpack with her head poking out. No dogs, get out, no dogs. I mean, it was like wild. Plus there was nowhere for her to shit. I don't know how y'all have a dog in New York. It was not easy. So just in general, I thank all the folks who let me bring Chooch into buildings, who let me sneak her in, all the restaurants who let me have her on the patio, the hotels that let me have her in the hotels. I'm going to be back in August for round 2 with Chooch in New York, and we'll see. I will announce the meetup soon. It will most likely be announced today on the Nash Tweet Instagram. Thank you for all the messages and emails from the honeys. I'm blown away and moved every day by them. There are a lot of honeys out there that are going through grief. There are a lot of honeys out there going through divorces. There is a lot of honeys out there who have been affected by divorce, and it means so much to me that y'all have been sharing everything with me as I share with you what I'm going through. And I just want you to know that I am happy right now. I'm not sitting home alone, if you know what I mean. Life is moving on and everything's going well. So I'm just really appreciative of the support. And guess what? That's the end of the mini. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. I'm going to really quick name a couple other products that I really like. If y'all want to know like what I've basically been wearing every day on my face, I've brought this product up on Nash Butte a few times. It's called Gressa Skin Minimalist Corrective Serum Foundation. So this is a foundation that is actually a serum. And it is a beautiful, very luxurious, expensive serum with lots of really yummy ingredients. And they put organic mini micro pigment in it. So it gives you a foundation finish, but it's actually a serum. So it's skincare, not makeup, technically. And I use color 02, which is honestly too pink for me. I was matched by Gressa, the woman who owns the brand, and we were in like fluorescent lighting. I'm actually more neutral tone, so I think I would actually get one, I think the one below this. I love it. It's so beautiful. And I would just barely do a few drops of this. I might add a few drops of the Glossier Nightshine Highlighter Concentrate to that. And I rub it all over my face with a brush. I just even out my skin tone with it. And that's basically what I did every day on vacation, if you saw my photos. I would put my Perito sunscreen under it and then do that over it. Gorgeous. And if you're looking for like a new serum / foundation, you like luxurious things, this Gressa is so great. I highly recommend it. I would 100% repurchase it. And it's a woman-owned indie brand. She formulates all of these things herself. And I'm going to just give you all the price really quick. It's not cheap, I'm going to be honest. Here it is. Stand by. It's $62. It's $62, but it would last you a year. So do the math, honey. Y'all know I don't do math. Do the math. It's great. What else am I using? I'm oiling up to the gods every day. I'm oiling my body. I'm saying, I love you leg. I love you ass. I love you chest. I love you boob. I love you elbow. The body oil I'm using right now is really special. It's called Carter. The company's called Carter and Jane. Again, a woman-owned brand. The Everything Oil Body. So they have an Everything Oil for your face. This is their new Everything Oil for your body. It's organic cold-pressed prickly pear seed oil. Now, I'm obsessed with prickly pear seed oil. It's kind of like the new hot ingredient, and I love it. I love the scent. So this is naturally scented. It says anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antioxidant protection, fights free radicals, gives a luminous glow, hydrates, nourishes. It's a beautiful product. They gather these ingredients from all over the world. I think specifically Morocco is where they get the prickly pear seed oil from. It's a real, it says all ingredients are virgin, certified organic, cold press, and sustainably sourced. This is a woman-owned company. Two women from Virginia started this company. Yeah, made with love in Morocco. I really, really like this oil. I'm almost out of it. I've been using it every time I get out of the shower or every time I go out at night. I like put it all over my décolleté. I've gotten emails about this. I don't know, man. I put it on my damn chest, okay? My arms, my elbows, my feet, my hands, my ass, my thighs. I'm rubbing it all over and I fucking love it. If you want to support a woman-owned brand, check this oil out. It's beautiful and delicious and everything about this company, they're doing everything right. Y'all know I love a woman-owned company and a sustainable company and a company who, you know, organic and sustainably sourced and helping out other economies. And they're killing it. I got to get out of here. We're out of time. Please tune in next week. I'm going to finish up the Q&A. That's pre-recorded. Then I have some other exciting minis coming up. We're going full steam ahead down this train. And I thank you all for being on this journey with me. Let's get out of here, shall we? Cream your neck. Oh, first of all, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.